Good morning. My name, good morning. Good evening. My name is Caesar. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm calling from Roseville, California. Before I get started, I wanted to say something very important that's coming from my heart to everybody. I have a lot of peace and serenity in my life now because of this program. And I'm not going to talk about food for 1 minute. I had to find a place where I could be comfortable and happy with my life. And after reading books and going through all kinds of magazines and stuff, I just couldn't find any place. And before I knew it, I ended up here. And I can honestly say that my first moment was to get weight off, but now it's about peace and serenity in my life now. I'm now almost 80 years of life. 16 years ago, I thought I was not going to make it. I was living, actually weighing more than 360 plus pounds. I'm down to about 230 right now. I'm happy, joyous, and free. I use that expression because in this program, if it's done right and properly, and in our own time, with our help with our higher power, it can lead us to some magical places. So I just want to read that and I say that from my heart. Okay. My name is Caesar and I'm an overeater. And here's what I wanted to say to you. This is from the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions into the introduction, page one. In OA, we have no program of diets and exercise, no scale, no magic pills. What we do offer is a far greater than any of these things, a fellowship in which we find and share the healing power of love. Our common bonds are two: the disease of compulsive overeating from which we have all suffered, and a solution that we will all be, that we all are finding as we live in the principles embodied in these steps. Since our program is based on the 12 steps, we like to offer here a study of those steps, sharing how we follow them to recover from compulsive eating. We hope in this way to provide help for those who still suffer from our disease. And that's an important thing to understand because in 2010, when I came into this program, I walked in, I was like, well, I'm ready to put some money down, I'm ready to get some diet programs going, and I'm ready to do it. Okay, where is it? And I was not met with that. I was not met with people coming over and saying, hi, welcome here, shaking my hand. Welcome, I'm glad to hear to see you, and congratulations that you're here, and all these different things. I'm saying, like, what are these people? These weird people, they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They don't even know me of, they don't know anything about me. Nothing. I got phone numbers from them and I said, well, I'll just put them in my pocket. I'll toss them out later. I don't want to hear. I don't want it. I have nothing to say to these people. I heard some kind of program about the 12 steps and 12 traditions and Four Today and Voice of Recovery, and it went in one ear and out the other. But what I heard was the most incredible shares that I could never ever figure that people would be saying. Shares that I kept in my heart and my mind. These were secrets that no one knew. And when I tried to explain it to people, including doctors, including psychiatrists or therapists, they just shook their head and that's about it. And they were allowing me to run with my mouth and tell them what was going on with me. And I couldn't understand what was going on. After hearing 5 minutes of shares, I started wondering where I was. These people were going into my mind and expressing what I had been wanting to hear and explain to people. And these people were telling my story. I thought, my God, this is sort of crazy here. I would never say this to anyone because I think I'm in the crazy bin. I'd be going to a psychiatrist or going into lockdown or something because these things were very heavy. Things that were hidden in my mind that I considered were so taboo that I didn't want to explain these to anything, to anyone. Things like how my father mistreated me because I was obese, how people laughed at me because I was obese, how they thought I was slow and clumsy but stupid. I mean, all these different things that went with, quote unquote, a happy person or a fat person. I was a people pleaser. And all these different things that it was embedded in my life because these are the things that allowed me to survive. I had to please people for them to like me. These are the things that I could not understand. I come into this room, and before I know it, I'm going through the steps. And when I got to step four, the step that people dread the most in this program, it's about finding out about oneself. And I said, "Oh my God, I don't want to do this because everybody's been telling me that this is not a place I'd like to go." But as I went through this in this program with a sponsor that I honestly trusted, a person that would listen to me and not make comments about me, but listened and explained that why these things are happening, I started getting guidance to learn how to become better, better myself inside of me. It took me 5 months to get through that one step, 5 full months. But when I came out, it was a different person. I started to understand what had gone wrong in my life, and now I had to go ahead and do the working steps, 5 through 9, and even 10. It was a difficult time for me. I didn't know what to do, but once again, my sponsor helped me. I can only say to you one thing, that I found it a breath of fresh air to find people that could understand me and be able to, that I'd be able to trust. And the most important thing is that there was no gossip and there was anonymity in these rooms. What does that mean? We are bound by this disease, most importantly, to be honest, truthful, and keep everything together in this room to allow us to express ourselves in a manner that we're going to get ourselves better. I can't even explain how to even think that because when I came in here, I just didn't know. Higher power, what in the hell is that? I never knew I had a higher power. I had a religion, but I always prayed to that religion and it never ever gave me anything positive. In fact, it was very punitive. I was going to go to hell every time I asked for something and I never got it. But here in this program, I was told that I was a sick person, but I could get better. I wasn't perfect, but I was a human being. And I need to be treated that way. And with this program, the way it's written, the people that come in here, they express themselves, the literature, the phone calls. And once again, writing things down myself, meditating, I started to find out about myself. To all the newcomers here, this seems to be strange, a strange moment, because maybe people there, like myself, have never done any of this before, because I always thought my self-will in here would take me through all the difficult times. I was a top at my job. I worked at a hospital. I was well known. I had a good car. I had a good wife. I had money in the bank. I was comfortable, but I could not get my weight under control, including some of the thoughts. I could not understand this. And I come into this program, and before I know it, I'm becoming more softer, more gentler, understanding what's going on, and most importantly, that there's a higher power out there that's going to help and support me to get through this. In fact, my higher power has been with me all the time, and I never knew it because I never listened. I think that the most important thing for me to tell anyone here is if you're genuine in this meeting or in this program, if you listen to your innermost thoughts and ponder and think about it, you'll find out that whatever is coming to your heart is really truthful. Think about it and then explore it. I want to tell you a couple of things that have happened to me that I know that there's a higher power. One day, I went to a deli and I was standing in line, and it was two or three people ahead of me, and looked out there, and there's this beautiful piece of cake that I wanted, two beautiful pieces. I wanted them so bad. And I was like, well, it's down to one person in front of me, I'm ready to go. Man, I'll get that one slice anyway. And the guy says to the person at the deli, I'll take those two pieces over there. I was flabbergasted. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it that before I came to this program, that someone would take those two pieces. So I thought to myself, you know, I'll come back tomorrow. I'll get the whole cake. Hell with it. That's the way my mind was. The next day I came in, I was in line. I looked around, there was no cake, but I told the deli person, "You know what? I want to have another. I want that cake. Where is it? Where are they?" He says, "I'm sorry. The ovens broke down. There's no cake today." I thought, what a jerk, what a place. But now I know that my higher power is trying to tell me in a certain way that you don't need this. Let me try to support you on this and see how you feel afterwards. I was upset. Within 20 minutes, I had forgotten about the problem. Another time, in another program, my son was into drugs. It was really a bad time. He threatened to come over and kick my door in and beat the hell out of me. And this is, once again, something that I need you to know. I didn't know who to go to. I didn't understand what was going on. I called my sponsor through OA. He turned out to be a military man, and he told me to disengage my gun because I was pointing it at the door if my son would have gone in and kicked the door in. I was lost. I was livid. I didn't know what was going on. And before I knew it, he never showed up. But I was so scared because if somebody would have knocked on that door, I would have shot through the door without thinking. And then if I would have found it was somebody else, I probably would have shot myself. This is what the disease was causing me to do. The anger and the pain, the food, all these things that were added up just destroyed me. I didn't know what was going on. I really didn't know. So I started doing this program. I went through the program and came out, and now I'm here because this program is about me to learn about myself, the ability to understand and know that I am a human being and I make mistakes. And those mistakes can be turned into assets by understanding how I work, and most importantly, my higher power. I can go ahead and move forward. When I was a young kid, my father used to abuse me, not in a physical sense, but in a mental sense. He used to call me fat, call me names. He would do things to me, spank me for eating too much, laugh at me, and sometimes used to scare me so much I used to urinate on myself. That was a horrible time for me, and I could never, ever, ever do anything about it. This program allowed me to understand that I had a lot of resentments toward my dad. And when he died in 1991, I was not in this program. It was until 2014 when I finally went through this program and finally realized through step four that so many resentments that I had against my dad, I finally had a way to clear my mind and go through the situation and try to clear my mind. Went through step four. And about 2 years ago, I went to my father's grave and I forgave him for the way he treated me. That is a horrible, horrible time for me to go through when I was young. And now it's a better time for me to finally forgive him. Now, this is called wordless trauma. And wordless trauma is where something that you cannot control and you have to live with it because there's no escape from that hurt, that trauma, that pain, whether it's mind over matter, whether it's physical or sexual, it doesn't matter. A lot of times those things pop up in our mind, and my drug of choice to get rid of all that was food, coffee, sugar, flour, cookies, cake, all these different things. And before I knew it, I was up to 360 pounds. I don't know how to even imagine how I even got there. But this program has allowed me to look forward into my life and see where I was and allow me to move forward. Now, I come to this program to express one thing, that I've gone through so many diets in my life, through word of mouth, going to pain ways, lectures, hearing things on TV, magazines, friends, neighbors. And when it didn't work, I felt hard on myself. I felt it was my fault. I did not know there was something called compulsive overeating, a disease. I thought it was my mind and I was going crazy over it because I didn't know how to take care of it. And I come into this program and I find out that I'm a form of an alcoholic that doesn't know when to stop. because when he does stop, he feels the pain of life. And with me, it was the food. As long as I ate my donuts and cookies and pies, I was always happy. In fact, I was jovial until one day I heard something that really surprised me. A young kid came up and told me, "Hey, mister, are you pregnant?" Yeah, a kid, a small child. And the mother said, "Shh, don't say that kind of stuff." Well, I found out that kids don't tell the truth because they've never learned how to lie. They have no filters. In this program, with step one, which is totally honesty, that I admitted I was powerless over food, my life had become unmanageable. The first principle is honesty. I started learning about myself, and I knew that I was powerless over food. And I didn't figure out how to do this. But with this equipment here, excuse me, all this, these books, and all the people that are here, the people that are supporting me, even when they don't speak, they're here to hear my story. And hopefully I'll hear from them later. And I'll hear them in later in life when they tell their story. I am a young man now in terms of my mind, and my body's 80 years of age. The greatest thing I can tell you right now is looking forward to the age of 80. Now I now have a great grandson, a great grandson. And I live for him now. I have ideas that I want to be able to do things with him. I can't outrun him. He's only 2 years old, and I can't keep up with this kid. He's too powerful. But I treat him with respect and honesty. I don't use what my dad did with me. I don't swear at him. I don't yell. I don't curse him. I love him to death. I'm one of those people now that has learned through this program that I was just a mess because of my obesity. I never realized it could go this far, and at the age of 80, realize that now I have a new life. Now, my question to you is, what is it going to take? Let me put it this way. What did it take for me to go ahead and change my life? This is what I tell my sponsees. Number one, I want you to take a picture of yourself, frontwards and both sides. And I want you to put that away for 6 months. I also want you to take a piece of paper and write down your problems and your expressions of what you're going through, and most importantly, what you would like to accomplish in 6 months. Put it away, and in 6 months, with this program, being totally honest, and all the things that go with this program, the meetings, the writing, the literature, the telephones, the service, all the anonymity, all the things that we do, and see if you change. And I promise you'll see such a big difference that people won't even understand you. In fact, they even came to me and they even said, "Caesar, what the hell's the matter with you? Did you have cancer? Oh my God, what the hell's the matter with you?" I said, "No, I didn't have cancer, but I did have cancer. In fact, in 2015, I ended up having cancer twice." Here's another story about compulsive overeating and my higher power. I was swimming one day and I felt this groin pain on my left side. It hurt like it was the most unbelievable pain I've ever gone through. And I ended up going to the hospital the next day. They did an ultrasound on me and a few x-rays and this and that. And the doctor comes up to me, says, "I have some good news and bad news." I said, "What's the bad news?" He goes, "You have a hernia. We're going to have to repair it." I said, "Good. What's the good news?" He goes, "You have cancer." I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "We caught it on time." My time's almost up.
No, 3 minutes.
Moments, yeah. "You have cancer." I said, "What the heck is that about?" He says, "We caught it in its infancy." I said, "Well, I don't understand that." He says, "Well, if you wouldn't have had that hernia, we never would have caught that cancer. It's asymptomatic. You probably would have had it. By the time we found out, it would have been too late. You would have passed on. So whatever you do, whatever your religion is, thank your God." So I thought about it. I'm in my 12-step program. I sat there spellbound and saying, "What is the greatest gift that my God has ever given to me, my higher power? this to allow me to express that to you. And most importantly, whatever problems that are out there, whatever that you go through, this program will put you through it. Or for me anyway, it has put me through it to make me a stronger person. I believe not there's a higher power out there, but not the kind of higher power that I had before. It's a loving God. It's made on my own terms. And most importantly, I listen to it because that's the only thing I have left. I'm 80 years of age. I never thought I'd make it to this. When I was 63 years of age, I was sitting in my bed one day and I was breathing hard and I couldn't understand what had happened to me. Now, when I come out of the shower and look at myself, in fact, it's sort of strange when I, at 360 pounds, I didn't even have a mirror in my bathroom because I didn't want to see myself. But now I look at myself, I say, you know what, God, you gave me this beautiful body and I've destroyed it. How can you help me make myself better? Well, just listen to me, move forward, stay strong. And most importantly, the most important thing can give you, because I've given it to you, is give people your knowledge and strength, what you've gone through, so that they can understand there is a higher power out there if they need it and if they want it. So my last little bit of information here is very simply, keep coming back. It works. And I'll pass. Thank you.